When Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu to go to Mitzrayim, so first he says he has to go to Yisroi. So there's a medrash, Chazal say, the medrash says, Dovra Acher, B'shor she'omer lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, l'cho ve'eshlochecho el Paroi. Go, I'm sending you to Paroi to tell him to let Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu answers Hashem and says, Rabbeinu Elomim, Eini Yochel, I can't go. Mipnei shekiblani Yisroi, uposachli pesach beisoi. Yisroi accepted me. He opened up the doors of his house to me. And v'ani imoy keben. And I'm like to him like a child, like a son. He opens his house, he invites him. He owes his life to him. And he goes on with another example, Elio. And then he goes even further and he says it's even more so. He says it's even more than the covered to a parent. And he explains again at the end, he says, because Yisro was mekabel mi v'nohag bi kovoid, and therefore any hoylech ele b'rishusai, I can't go unless I ask Yisro first. So it seems a very strange conversation going on over here. Hashem is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, you have to go to Paro and get Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu, we know, was deeply sensitive to the suffering of Bnei Yisrael. And the time of the Geula had come. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, I can't. I can't do it. I can't listen to you. He says, Eini Yochel, that's the Loshon. He says, why? Yisro opened up his door to me, and I'm like a ben to him. And a person who opens his door and does chesed to someone else, he's nafshei chayev loy. I owe him my life. And therefore, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is telling you to do it. Klal Yisrael is suffering. You owe your life ultimately to the Borei Olam, to the Creator. He's the one who created you and everything else. And Yisroi was very kind, and he opened up the door, and he invited you in. It doesn't say that he would have died otherwise. He didn't have what to eat. He didn't have a place to stay. Maybe there were hotels in Midian. I don't know. But Lemaisa, Yisro is the one. What happens? I become like a ben. I'm nafshoi chayev loy because of this chesed, this hachnosa soruchim, this chesed he did to me. Ad kedei kach, that I tell the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, I'm sorry, I can't go. I must first deal with Yisroi. It seems that the extent of Hakoras HaTov, and Yisro, what did Yisro do? Yisro Lamaisa, we know the Chovas HaLevavos tells us that Yisro didn't do anything. Nobody could do anything. The only thing a person can do is to have a Rotzen HaTov. So Yisro had the Rotzen HaTov to invite Moshe Rabbeinu in. Because of that HaTova that he gave to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu now becomes like a ben. He's Nafshoi Chayev Loi. Ad kedei kach, that I cannot budge and listen to the Tzivoy Hashem to take out the Klal Yisrael from the suffering of Mitzrayim, when the Rabbeinu Shel Olam himself tells me to go to Paroi. No, I'm sorry. I first have to go to Yisroi, and that's just the way it is, because my life, I owe him my life for the chesed that he did for me. It seems that the inyan of Hakoras HaTov, and it doesn't seem that because he saved his life, because it doesn't emphasize that, it's just, I'm a keben, and nafshei chayev loy. It seems that Hakoras HaTov, and here he describes it, unless it's two different things, but it sounds like it's all one and the same, because there's a connection. He says, even more so, he says, he was nohag by kovod. He did me the kovod of inviting me into his house. That HaTova that he did for me is mechayev me so much, my obligation to him is so extensive, that it's as if he gave me my life. It's not only we know, it says, Hamalam ben chaveiro teira kiilo yilodoi. If you teach the ben chaveiro teira, or ben amoritz teira, one Loshon says, it's kiilo yilodo. No, that I understand. Teira is life, and he didn't have it, and you gave him life, so he taka kiilo yilodo, as if he's your father, as if he put you into this world, as if he gave you life. But here, he didn't give me life. If I can't, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam gave me life. He gave me the Rotzen HaTov that he had to do good for me, and he did this chesed. And because of that, it's ke'ilu, I'm his ben, it's ke'ilu nafshel chayivlo, ad kidei kach, that the Klal Yisrael has to wait, and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam has to be argued with, because I owe him this hakoras hatoiv, as the Medrash says later, the version of, he showed me this respect. He did me this hatova. And that's the extent to which I'm mechuyev in hakoras hatoiv. It seems, to me, it seems like almost mind-boggling, the extent to which that we're mechuyev in hakoras hatoiv. And the truth of the matter is that we know that the Chovas HaLevavos says that the whole Avodas Hashem is really based on hakoras hatoiv. Because if a person recognizes everything that Hashem does for him, everything that Hashem did for him, and everything Hashem continues to do for him, that creates this sense of what can I do? And what does he ask to be paid back, Hashem? Only do, so I should be able to do more for you. So that's the system. But the Hakoras HaTov is really the ultimate Mechayev. Until we came to Mitzrayim, that was the Mechayev. In Mitzrayim, for took us out of Avdus and Mamela, there becomes like a new Mechayev. But it's also all built on that Hakoras HaTov. So it seems that there's an endless sense of beholdenness to someone who did me a teva, to the extent that I have to look at it as if he mamish saved my life. The truth of the matter is, this concept is not such an exaggerated concept, because we found it, and this I mentioned many times on the Pasuk in Tilim, Mo Ashiv LaHashem Kol Tagmalohi Oloi, the Targum learns as follows, Mo Asiv Kodem Hashem, what can I give to Hashem? Kol Gmulon Tovon Dilei, all the Gmul, the good of him, Gemilin Hinun Olai, all of his good that he has were all given upon me. It seems that there's such a sense of being able to appreciate HaTovo, that someone did something good for me, Hashem gave me chesed, that I could feel as if, in our case, as if he gave me my life. In this case, if he gave me all the good that he has in the world. The appreciation for one act of chesed can be reached. The David HaMelech reached that. I don't know if we're mechuyev to reach that level, but can be such that it's as if I feel so appreciative. This means so much to me. It's such a privilege to receive your hatova to the extent. It's as if I feel you gave me everything that exists in your world, all the good that you possibly had that you could give to anyone. It's as if you gave it all to me. And that's really the sense of hakoras hatoiv, an appreciation for chesed that we have to have. But lemaisa, this hakoras hatoiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and hakoras hatoiv to people is not an easy thing to come by. It's a feeling, it's an appreciation, but appreciations are fleeting. And maybe when we say the Birchas HaShachar, we think for a moment of all the HaTovah that Hashem gave for us. Maybe not, but maybe we do. But then, the rest of the day, we wear our shoes without thinking Shosali Kol Tzorki. We open our eyes without thinking Pekeach Ivrim. We wear our clothing without thinking Malbish Arumim, and so forth and so on. So, Mimela, we sometimes tend to forget and to lose sight of these things. And there's an interesting thing I noticed in the Orchis Tzadikim. He says that this is the bottom piece here. Dovah Yaduah Borur She'ein Avas Hakadosh Baruch Hu Nikshares B'Livo Shel Odom Ad She'yishka Bo Tumid Keroi, when he's constantly thinking about him. V'Yazav Kol Shebo'ilam. No, this is not the piece. Oyvei. Sorry.
Just say Shmuel on this piece.
No, that's okay. I'm sorry about that. Here. Dovah Yaduah Borur. It is. No, it's a different piece. It's the same beginning words. Anyway, excuse me, here it is. Okay. She'ein avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu nikshares b'libo shel odom. The love of Hashem is not bound Bound means it's tied in there, in the heart of a person. Ad sheyishka bo tomid, he's thinking about Hashem all the time. Ke'ilu hu choyle choyle hu avo, as if he's sick with this love sickness. She'ein daitoi pnuya me avo soy se'isha, like his mind is not, can't be removed from the love of this woman. Ve'hu shoyge bo tomid, he's always thinking about her. Bein b'shiftei, bein b'kumei, bein b'shorshu, oicha v'shoysa. When he sits down, when he gets up, when he eats, when he drinks. Yoyse mizeh ti'avas Hashem boruch hu b'lev ha'avov. More than that, the love of Hashem should be in the heart of the people who love Him, like Shlomo HaMelech said in Shir Kicholas Avoni and Kol Shir Hashirim Hu Moshel Inyan Zeh. Okay, but what's interesting is he says the love of Hashem will not remain; it's not niksheres. B'libo shel Adam ad sheyishka bo tumid ki ilu hu chole chole ha'avo shein dai tapnu. It seems that even though a person can come to a recognition of Avas Hashem. What's the Avas Hashem? Is this sense of that I appreciate all of his qualities, I appreciate all of his chesed, I appreciate all of his milus. Sheyismach ha'oile b'mahalas ha'ne'ahav. I appreciate that. I feel it. And it's an emotion. And I get it. But in order for it to remain in the heart, it's a constant effort. It's sheyishkabo. It's only going to be kosher unless he's yishkabo tomid keroi, and he thinks about it day and night, b'shivtoi b'kumoi, and everything, and more than that, even it has to be the love of Hashem has to be b'liboy. So it seems that even when a person reaches an appreciation of Hashem and of Hashem's hatova, and of the love that I feel for him in appreciation, in recognition, in rejoicing in that hatova, but in order to maintain it, in order that it should be kosher, niksheres b'liboy, it's an ongoing realization. He has to be constantly, as if he was choyle, choyles, choylas o'avo, that he's constantly thinking and focusing on it. And it seems that in the inyan of hakora satoiv, in the inyan of hakora of chesed, it's the same type of thing. We can't allow it as human beings. Maybe it's because the Yetzer Hara would like, nobody likes to be beholden. And Hakara Satoiv could be painful sometimes too, because if I recognize that I owe you, it's painful. Nobody wants to owe. Everybody wants to maybe be owed, but certainly not to owe anything. So it's painful. So the Yetzer Hara sort of, come on. What, first of all, what did he do? It's all from Hashem. He had a Rotzen HaToiv. Yeah, Rotzen HaToiv, but what's Rotzen HaToiv? Let's forget about it. Okay, so Yetzer Hara is pushing. So in order to really maintain that Hakoras HaToiv, in order to maintain that Avas Hashem, in order to maintain that appreciation, you have to keep it constantly focused, constantly on our mind. And I'm sure that that's the reason that the Chazal were misakin so many brochos that we say in the morning, in order to be able to, at least on a daily basis, when we wake up in the morning and when we start the taking advantage of the benefits that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, that we renew every day, that Baruch Atu Hashem, Pekeach Ivrim, Malbish Arumim, Matir Asurim, Zokef Kefufim, all to constantly be aware and remember and never to forget for a moment. Because no matter how deeply rooted the appreciation is in our heart, it seems that in order for it to remain there and to be constantly aware of it and constantly motivated to act according to it, it needs the constant upkeeping of reminding and reviewing and feeling it constantly in order to maintain that feeling.